Welcome to this week's episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. I'm your host, Carol Clark, and today I want to talk about a topic that has come up so much over the past few weeks with various clients as well as in our own practice. And what I'm talking about is setting clear expectations. This can make the difference between having a calm in your life and having predictability and having success in implementing a new program and failure in all those same fronts. So, here's what I mean. So if you're going to be implementing a new product or service in your practice, or you want to have a new reality in your home life, or you want to help your patients be set up for success, you've got to set clear expectations. And a couple of practical applications is, let's say you set something, a goal for yourself in your personal life. So you wanted to lose 10 pounds, just like some of your patients probably do. So if you wanted to lose weight, you've got to set that expectation that you are going to lose that weight. And it's not just setting the expectation. I know that's not what's going to make the difference and move the needle. You've got to have actions in place. But if you have that expectation, it's something that you're much less likely to disappoint yourself about. So we may add in outside things like a chart so we can check off that we got our water, that we did our exercise that day, that we kept our carbohydrates to a certain level, that we did all the right things that we needed to do. But we have to have that expectation that that is what's going to happen. That is going to be our new normal. So that's a simple application for yourself. But let's talk about your practice. So for your practice, let's say you were going to, let's say for 10 years ago, we were going to start doing, and we did outpatient sleeve gastrectomies. That required a change in expectations from everybody, from the patient to the hospital to anesthesia to our team in the practice. It required a big change in what the expectation was. But if you set that and then you reinforce that over time, it becomes your new normal. So when patients were coming in, they actually enjoy that so much more. They like being home with their loved ones, especially now. It's the expectation. So it's been happening now for over a decade. It's the normal. And how did that happen? It was setting an expectation for all the team and for the patients, and then following through on that. So if you think about it, for your patients, if you set up the expectation that after surgery, they're gonna have a lot of pain, they're gonna have a lot of nausea, if you set that expectation for them, that's likely what's gonna happen. If you set the expectation that really, and this is the reality, it becomes reality, most people are off their pain medications within one day, they sip and move, and nausea doesn't even seem to be a problem. I can't think of the last time we had to readmit somebody for dehydration or nausea and vomiting. And it's one of those things that when you set expectations up front, it can make a huge difference in making that a reality. We're getting ready to launch a new service in our practice. And so we did our due diligence. Now we're looking to put it in place. I had to set expectations right from the beginning. First of all, you know, making sure everyone was on board with it. And then also setting the expectation that we're going to offer this new service, but it's not going to involve more staff. It's not going to involve a lot of other things at the office. So we're working through all that together. But if you set that expectation from the very beginning, it can make the difference between a very smooth transition where things are calm versus where everyone's kind of like going, well, this isn't what I signed on for. It's the same way with your team if there's a behavior that's happening. So perhaps somebody, your expectation is that you start at 9 and they have to be there by 8:45. You have to set that expectation. And when people don't follow through on that, you've got to have that conversation. So, but what I'm saying is setting that expectation and having that conversation initially can make a huge difference. It's the same thing with your patients. If you set the expectation that they're going to lose 5 pounds a week with medical weight loss, you're setting them up for failure. So we have to be very realistic. We have to set the expectation that if their appointment's at 9 o'clock, we expect them to be there earlier. So we have to set what becomes normal in our practice by what we expect. And if you never share your expectations with your team, with your patients, with yourself, then it's going to be a long haul to get there. So the simple thing to do is to set those expectations up front, and you may have to negotiate them a little bit, and that's okay. It's a conversation. It's much better to have that conversation ahead of time versus later on. If you have the expectation they're going to have a certain number of patients during the day, that becomes the norm. And then if you set that expectation too small and you have a lot more, which is a great thing, then all of a sudden your team's thinking, my expectation was not that many patients, so we are too busy, so we need to add staff or that sort of thing. So you need to set those expectations clearly up front, and you will do yourself and your team a huge favor by doing that. When I work with clients, I set expectations up front, and so that helps drive a really, really positive experience. I so love it. So ahead of time, I'll let them know I can help them with certain things in their practice, and there's certain things that I'm not going to run their social media campaigns, but I can certainly help them get their organic search way up there. I can help them set systems in place. I can help them add new services, all those sorts of things. But I do set expectations about what I can and can't do, and that way we don't get caught in this awkward conversation later. It's the same way with your team. It's the same way with yourself. It's the same way with your children. It's the same way with your family, with your friends. And it's one of those things that having that conversation up front is really such a great idea. Not just a great idea, but something that you should be doing so that it sets what your new normal is going to be and it sets an expectation. When the pandemic hit last year, none of us knew that it was going to be our new normal to wear masks every day. But it became the expectation and that became the norm. So it's just an example of that. But it's one of those things that you can take and turn into something really positive. If there's a frustration in your life or if there's some behavior that's really not being followed through on, did you set the expectation ahead of time or did you set the expectation for exactly what the reality is right now? I encourage you to work through this and approach it very positively. So you can have those conversations. It's just a conversation, but it is so much it can make such a huge difference. One of the things I was meeting with my managers last week about this new service that we're going to offer, and one of the things that one of them mentioned was that they really appreciate the transparency that happens. And I believe in that. I believe if I'm transparent and I help them understand sort of where I'm coming from when decisions are being made or when we're making those decisions together, we can all share our viewpoint up front. It just helps make things run so much more smoothly. So I hope you take this to heart. I hope you implement this in whether it's a personal goal, whether it's something with your family, whether it's something with your practice, and specifically with your patients. Setting those normals is what will create your future. And you do that every single day, whether we realize it or not. So let's do it in a real positive, proactive way. Have those conversations about what the expectations are, and then also follow through on them. So then when you have those conversations, when perhaps expectations weren't followed, it's something that is much easier to discuss and to also see where the barriers are, where you may need to make some tweaks and that sort of thing. Because remember, we are creating our future. So I hope this served you well. Please have a great day. I know it's stressful right now with more shutdowns, but I am really proud of the work so many people are doing in terms of adding new services, beefing up the products that they have, and really fine-tuning their social media strategy. So many different things in their practice that are going on right now, and I am honored to be a part of that with so many of you. It is really something that brings joy to me each and every day. So reach out to me if you need any assistance, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com, and lots of good stuff in the works in terms of membership, bariatricbusinessboss.com if you want to check that out, and also just some good things coming up in terms of free resources, webinars, and all that sort of thing. So I look forward to connecting with you. In the meantime, take care.